the coaches have had glowing praise of you this offseason. They're really, you know, excited about you, and the vibe sort of is clean slate, fresh start kind of thing. Is that how you feel about your situation right now?
That's how we've approached it since we've been back, and the coach has been pretty clear about starting fresh and having a brand new start, and just not looking in the rearview mirror and just going straight forward from here on out.
How does that make you feel?
It feels good.
And, you know, when we talked to Joe Haden last week, he said that he sees sort of a different feeling from you, or a different vibe from you, because you know that Hugh has your back, you know that Ray Horton has your back, and also that the players and the veterans kind of are supporting you. Were some of the guys too hard on you in the previous couple of years?
I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about the past at all.
Well, what about the present? Do you feel that
now? I'm getting a great feeling from the coaches and the guys now. Everything's been very positive, and we're going to try to keep it that way.
What did it mean to you when Hugh told you that he wasn't looking in the past at all, and that whatever you did moving forward would kind of mark how he looked at you as a player and a person?
That just let me kind of know what kind of guy he is off top. And he hasn't changed since he's been here, and he's been, relaying the message pretty clear every day. The thing that we want to do here is win, and that's what we're working to do.
How valuable is it for you to get a lot of the work with the ones, with Joe still recovering from the ankle?
It's been pretty good, and I want to try to continue to get those reps even when he comes back. Whether we have a rotation going in and out, going to try to, continue to try to get those reps with the ones.
Ray Horton said that the coaching staff asked you to change your stance. He was really impressed that you were able to do it really quickly. What did you think of that adjustment? How do you think it'll help? Do you feel comfortable in it?
Yeah, it's comfortable. It was just something I was being a little lazy with the off technique. And, I know it's a stance that most of the guys do. It's just I was trying to do my own thing. But, once I switched it, it kind of just became a habit, a good habit of backpedaling. So, it's just something that's stuck on me now.
Is it just, can you kind of explain to us, because we don't play corner. Like, does it make it quicker? Or, what does shorter, tightening up the stance do for you?
It's a little bit different from press where you're playing off with your steps. It does make your steps kind of quicker when you tighten your stance a little bit. Yeah.
Did anybody tried to have you make that switch before in college or the first couple years?
No, not that I can think of.
These coaches are really hands-on on the practice field. Even Hugh's working his way around the field and working with different position groups. How do you as players, react to that? And is that something that you're used to?
It's something I'm used to. Coming from college, with kind of dealt with the same thing from Mike Gundy. A guy that can relate to all of his players and really, really fired up every day that we take the field. He motivates us even before we take the field. When we're in team meetings, when he's just talking to us. So he gets us prepared and ready to go every day.
How confident are you that that you can live up to your first round status and get out there and start some games and, mm-hmm. and contribute?
I'm very confident that we'll get the job done this year and we'll win. Mm-hmm.
You excited to have a little bit more contribution wise on special teams this year, or maybe a little more active?
Say it again.
Are you excited at the possibility of having a few more opportunities on special teams this year?
Oh, most definitely. Wherever they need me to be in order to make plays, whether it's on defense or special teams, I'm all in.
Chris Tabert mentioned you were one of the guys that could be returning kicks. Is that something you want to do, considering you had success doing that last year?
Most definitely. If my number's called, then I'll be the first one to jump to the spot.
How good of a kick returner do you think you could be if you did it all the time?
Only time will tell. I don't know.
Yeah, but you told us last year you want the football in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
They're willing to give you that expanded opportunity. That's got to give you a little extra juice, wouldn't it?
Oh, most definitely. I also don't want to burn yourself out, but hey, if we're winning games and it's helping us win games, then I'm all for it.
How about just with Joe out, just having the opportunity to be in there right now every day with the ones and working opposite Tremont, how is that helping you in terms of getting ready?
I think it's helping me a lot, especially with the new defense and getting the reps that I think I need to get. I think I'm coming along pretty good.
How drastically different is Ray Horton's defense?
I would say it's very different from what we've been playing in the past, especially with the flexibility of playing press or playing off, where as the last couple of years we've been pressing a lot. So I think it'll be a good changeup.
What advice did you have for Ogba?
I haven't really got a chance to talk to him one-on-one outside of the building yet, but I just gave him my number yesterday, so I'll get a chance to talk to him.
I saw the owner stop you and talk to you for a second. What was his message?
That the team's going to need me this year, and proud of the way I've been working, so just continue to head in the right direction.
Ray Horton told us that you had a family tragedy, and when you came back, your teammates really embraced you and were supportive. Can you tell us just about that? How much did that mean to you?
That meant a lot, especially, it surprised me at first when I first walked in, the way they greeted me, but to get that kind of love from your teammates, it makes you feel right at home.